Yivamas Perek Tesai and Mishnah Vav. Me'idin la'or ha'ner or ha'halvana. They can be made that a person died that they saw and recognized him, even to the light of the candle or to the light of the moon, which normally you can't do by normal edus. Here, in order that the woman shouldn't be left as an aguna, they were makel. Umasiyan alpi baskol. And they can even allow a woman to get married just from hearing a baskol. So the Mefarshim point out, Tosfos points out, this is not the typical baskol, like when we talk about in Chazal, where they just hear a heavenly voice. Bas kol is like not the kol itself, but it's like literally means the daughter of a kol, which is like a secondary sound, but you can still make out, it seems that it's a person. So it's you don't hear directly the person's voice, but you hear a sound that's emanating from the voice that says that somebody died. So we'll see what that is right now. Maisa ba'echot sh'amar al rosh ha'har va'amar. There was a maisa that there's a person that's standing on top of the mountain that said, Ish Ploni ben Ploni, this man, the son of this man, Mimakom Ploni, from such and such place, Mace, he died. Holchu v'lo matzu shom adam. So they went to this top of this mountain and didn't find anybody there. So like Tashentov explains, this person that made the announcement, Vaday, was a person and he just left and they couldn't find him, but they're being somich on him. And we don't mean a bas kol, this obviously wasn't a sound that came shemayim, because there's a klal that ein mashgichim bebas kol. We're not somich on a bas kol. But nevertheless, we're allowed to be somich on this, on what the person said. Because he was very specific and he needed to say the place where the dead person was from. V'hisio es ishto. They allowed the wife to get remarried. V'shuv maisa bit salmon. There was another maisa in salmon. Ba'echot sha'amar. A person that said, now this was the actual husband, Ani ish ploni ben ish ploni. I am so-and-so, the son of so-and-so. Nishachani nochash. A snake bit me. Vehare ani meis. And he said that he was about to die. Obviously, he's not saying he's dead. He's about to die. Veholchu, and they went there. Velohi kiru, and they saw a body there, but they didn't recognize him. The reason they didn't recognize is because the poison of the snake changed the tzur of the body. Visiu esishto. And here too, they were makel and they allowed her to get remarried. Now Tysentov points out that he also had to say that he was from such and such a place, just like the first case where the guy made an announcement from the top of a mountain. They have to say what place they're from, or maybe it's a different Reuven ben Shimon. But in both of these cases, how come we're not concerned that maybe somebody's lying, that maybe, for example, the tzara went up in order to mess her tzara, she made an announcement like this, or maybe hired somebody to make an announcement, if this is going to work. So Tosfos says that we're not choshesh for that. Because of an aguna, we're makel in this situation.